bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 19th of June, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend. Yes, I miss it too. Coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start off with hacker malware news. Going out to our UK listeners for sure. You might remember just a few weeks ago we had that WannaCry attack, yes, which pretty much affected a lot of people on Windows 7. Well, the cybersecurity experts over there at Malwarebytes have actually found that malware incidents faced by UK businesses is increased by 500%. And it's not just because of the WannaCry disaster a few weeks ago. Yes, believe it or not, the UK actually almost topped the list when it came to the countries with the highest number of malware detections, coming in only second to Italy with 16.3%. As you probably guessed, that puts the UK at 16.2%. All the rest of those companies in Europe followed down the list after that. Amazingly enough, according to Malwarebytes investigation, ransomware saw a 4% drop across Europe, but when it came to UK businesses, saw a 57% increase. So as a UK business, what do you learn from this today? Maybe Linux ain't a bad idea. Hey, and that draws us to our second story. Speaking of Linux, Debian 9 has been officially released. And we all know it takes a little while to get these releases, because Debian kind of figures, we're not going to release it till it's ready. The new Debian 9 is called Stretch and will take advantage of the GNOME 3.22 as its default desktop environment. Of course, you can have other variations too, XFCE, KDE, Plasma, and of course, Mate. Or Mate, however you want to say it. As we mentioned, it takes a little while to get these things. It's actually been 26 months in development before this one's been released, and no indication of when the next one's going to be released. Another cool thing you'll see is Firefox and Thunderbird have also returned to Debian, meaning their Ice Weasel and Ice Drove. Yep, bye. Well, Twitter got a little old makeover the last few days, didn't it? And mostly people are saying, I don't like it. Well, if you're on Chrome, there's an extension now that can help you with your fatigue. It's the Debubbler Chrome extension. That will make your profile pictures that are now circle will go back to square. The composed tweet box will go back to square, won't have all those curves, all that kind of stuff. Basically giving you a more familiar Twitter experience. Basically what this extension does, it just emulates the platform's old design. You add it to the Chrome, you click on it, and then voila, it's your familiar Twitter experience. And finally, let's talk about worms. Yuck. I know, kind of disgusting, aren't they? Never been a fan of them myself, especially if they've got two heads, huh? Well, apparently that's what happened when they sent some worms into space. We all know there's lots of experiments going on that International Space Station, but who knew we could have something alien-like worm coming out of it? In a recent article published in the journal called Regeneration, there's details about an experiment that went on over there in the space station about an amputated flatworm that decided, we'll just grow two heads. Now, these flatworms actually have extraordinary regenerative properties. Yes, they can regrow complex organs, nervous systems, you name it, they'll grow it. Small pieces of their body, and so on and so on. But apparently, one worm surprised them by actually growing two individual heads. Now, of course, the scientists are sitting there going, I don't get it. Is this just a space thing? Or could it happen on Earth, too? Which, you know what that means? More worms, prepare to meet your fate. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Oh my goodness gracious, I hear a jackhammer. Where'd that come from? Anyways, britishtechnetwork.com, that's our website. Get on over there, check it out for yourself. Sorry about that noise. It's loud, isn't it? You can check out our great podcast. You can find the new show over there, of course. You can find the Mac Show. You can find the Big Show. The Pocket Show, so many. Go on and get subscribed right now. Give us a like, too, on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room with our BTN community, please come on over and join us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for you tomorrow, hopefully jackhammer-free. Yeah. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I'm going to go see what the hell is going on with this. You have yourself a great Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.